Paper 9.
Okay. Paper 9, for those of you in Internet land.
Yes. The Interpretations Committee received a request to clarify whether a disposal group would qualify as held for sale before the prospectus is approved by securities regulator, assuming that all the criteria in IFRS 5 have been met. So the Interpretations Committee issued at the May meeting a tentative agenda decision in which it ruled that an entity should apply the guidance in paragraphs 6 to 9 of IFRS 5 to assess whether the sale of a disposal group by means of an initial public offering is highly probable. So the objective of this paper was to analyze the comments received on this tentative agenda decision. We received two responses. Commentators generally agree with the tentative agenda decision. Just one of the respondents suggested including an explicit reference to paragraph 7 of IFRS 5 to state that the disposal group must be available for immediate sale, subject to terms that are usual and customary for the sales of such assets. And, well, we agreed with this suggestion, even though we already referred to paragraph 6 to 9. So we have included this reference in the final agenda decision that is reflected in Appendix A of this paper. So the question is whether you agree with the final wording of the agenda decision.
It is a little unusual to refer to the same paragraph twice. But Scott?
I agree in general with the decision that there are just some drafting things. You just mentioned one, referring to the same paragraph twice. I actually think the problem might be that the second paragraph of the agenda decision right now says the Interpretations Committee noted that an entity should apply the guidance in 6 through 9 to assess whether the sale is highly probable. Actually, 6 says nothing about highly probable. 7 only says it needs to be highly probable. It's actually 8 and 9 that you look at to say whether it is highly probable. So I would actually move the new paragraph about paragraph 7 up to the spot that is currently occupied by the paragraph that refers to 6 through 9, get rid of that paragraph, and then follow on from there.
Does that work for everybody? Okay. John?
Yeah, well, I have a similar comment. I just talked, reference to paragraph 7, I didn't see what it was actually adding. It was just repeating paragraph 7, and we'd referred to paragraph 6 to 9 above, so it didn't seem to me to be adding anything. But I think if you relocate it, as Scott suggested, I think that probably deals with my issue.
Ron? I'm
not sure I understood all Scott's suggestion, but I agree with the suggestion of moving the paragraph that is added just after the first paragraph. Mm-hmm. So that the current second paragraph is a third paragraph. But I wasn't sure
I would have gotten rid of the current second paragraph.
You would
Except that the amended paragraph doesn't refer to highly probable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whereas
the new paragraph refers to highly probable.
Yeah, but then the fourth paragraph or the current third paragraph says the interpretation committee observes that the following criteria in paragraph 8 represent events that are occurred.
Yeah, I think you could do away with the current, what is now the second paragraph entirely.
Right.
Move the new wording up, because then you have a reference to paragraph 7. Then you have followed by a reference to paragraph 8, mm-hmm. followed by at least a parenthetical reference to paragraph 9, it sequences up better, I think.
Yeah, but DEF, which is introduced by the paragraph above, refer to disposal is highly probable, which is referred to in the current second paragraph. So I'm worried if we delete that one. So this is why I would propose to move up the addition that you proposed to start, the Interpretation Committee noted that paragraph 7, and then the Interpretation Committee also noted that an entity should apply the guidance in paragraph
8 and 9.
Okay.
And then the rest flows.
That's cool. A lot of head nodding. Any objections to that? You guys are awful agreeable on anything but depreciation today, I tell you. Okay, anything else, Denise?
No.
We'll have welcome you back later in the meeting then.
Tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow.